Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. I was waiting for the next.
Yeah, the music was there.
We're ASI's most outspoken Irish Talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, and obviously I haven't been on the radio show for a few weeks.
I know.
I forgot my cue.
You missed your cue.
Anyway, hope everyone's having a nice day. It's a little bit of a chilly day in Tribos, and there's even snow flurries. Michelle, what do you think of that?
I think it's too soon, and I hate that my tan's fading.
I like
well,
it.
Well, maybe you should go to Santa Barbara next week to the Counselor Magazine Best Places to Work conference.
Where You'll be there.
I'll be there.
Sunny 70s, apparently.
Are you all going to be there?
Yep.
So me and Joe are on our own? Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, Kathy Houston is here this morning. You just put together a lovely new edition of Advantages. What is the theme for the December issue?
The theme is apparel.
All right.
Ta-da.
Did you know,
did you know
like
today's 11, 12, 13?
I know. Yes.
Isn't that cool?
I knew that last night when I wrote a check.
It's a lucky day. You wrote it, you predated it, your check?
No, I dated it the right date and realized that then tomorrow would be 11, 12, 13.
Andy Cohn, you are going to be heading out next week to Santa Barbara.
Sure
what
will.
What is the Counselor Best Places to Work tour?
Tour or conference?
Conference.
Are you with us?
Are you with us?
Because if not, then it's okay. The conference is, it's a one-day conference in Santa Barbara, California, and we'll be talking about workplace issues, a lot about motivation, and how companies that are on the Counselor Best Place to Work list get the most out of their employees, ramp up productivity, and all those types of things.
It's on Thursday, November 21st.
That's correct.
And there's still time to sign up. So we should, if you're interested, go to where, Andy?
I guess you don't know.
I don't have a URL memorized.
You're starting out with a stellar show.
Go to asicentral.com/bestplacestowork, and that will take you directly to the conference page.
You know who's going to be there? Larry Cohn from Axis, and Mitch Munger from Sunrise, and Craig Reese from Jack Nadel, and Brad White from Boundless, all my favorite boys.
Wow.
And is Michael Bernstein going to be there?
Oh, Michelle just turned into Rain Man. Awesome.
There will be girls
there,
too.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
What happened there?
Anyway, it's going to be a fantastic event. It's one day long, but if you come in the night before, you can have dinner in Santa Barbara.
You get to have dinner with us.
With us. And there's margaritas.
Who could resist?
Stay over. It's at the Bacar Resort Spa.
I sense sarcasm from Kathy Houston.
Amazing destination. The next day, we'll have Friday if you want to stay longer. We have discounts on golf and surfing lessons, which I know Andy's going to partake in.
Nice.
So, check it out.
You
don't want to miss it. Joe, what's new with you today?
Not a lot. You know. Tuesday.
You're holding a purple mitten.
It's a glove. Mittens have
no fingers. Turning into Michael Jackson.
This is my product for today.
Okay.
We have to wait to the end of the show to see what it is.
All right, Michelle.
He's going to go like this all show long.
Is here, and she's got some kind of racy calendar, which I'm sure she'll be talking
about.
It's
my favorite thing, but it's just as a little teaser, it's going to be a picture of a topless Devin Piscitelli from Akron Roll.
Wow. Oh, now we got
all right, so you're going to want to stay tuned to hear
about
that.
Looks like there's a little manscaping going on.
Oh, today's calling question. What strategies should I be implementing now to boost my sales for 2014? Everybody wants to ramp up sales for the next year, and we will take your questions on comments of that topic if you call us at 215-953-4979. And Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have 6 ways to get sales emails open. We're going to look at secrets of public speaking from the best TED presenters. What does TED stand for?
TED, it stands for Technology, Education, and...
Dorks.
Development.
You've been to that conference.
I think that's what it is. Oh, design. Technology, Education, and okay.
We're also going to look
at... I sort of like dorks better.
Me too.
We're also going to look at meetings. If you have them, can you still be innovative? We have 10 reasons customers will pay more. 9 truths bosses hide from every employee. We have some other topics. We have our favorite things, but let's get the industry. The show started with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
People are having much problems talking today. All right, we begin this morning with positive news for the ad specialty market. Distributors increased their revenues by 4.6% in the third quarter of 2013, the 15th consecutive quarter of growth. Further, the Counselor Confidence Index, which measures the current outlook of distributors, registered 111. That's the highest level recorded since 2007. Check out Promogram today for more information. On to product safety news now. The CPSC said last week that in conjunction with retailer Vans, It is recalling boys' jackets sold at the stores between September 2012 and September 2013. The products in question have drawstrings through the hood, which the CPSC says can cause choking hazards. Supplier Financial News Now, top 40 supplier American Apparel said its wholesale business, which includes promotional products, increased by 8% in October. For 2013 overall, American Apparel's wholesale revenues have jumped by 6% year-to-date. Distributor Financial News, now top 40 firm Inner Workings announced 16% growth in its third quarter sales. The company, which is forecasting sales increases of about 9% for full year 2013, said its profits grew by 46% in the third quarter. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We have products that will keep you warm. So, the cold, chilly,
that is hot.
Winter weather. It is hot.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, Andy.
All right. Thanks, Joe and Andy. We have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the line with our Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well, even though it snowed a little bit out there this morning.
I think we are. We'll hang in there.
Well, good. Today's topic is code of conduct. Many of us have codes of conduct in place with our companies. And I just want to share a little story that kind of kick-started this whole code of conduct, social accountability problem. It started about 20 years ago when I was a rather young lawyer at Disney. And one morning we got a phone call from our representatives back east saying that Disney items were being made in Haiti with child labor. And this had to do with Kathy Lee Gifford, who was a licensee at the time of the company, and she had her own line of clothing that I think was being sold to Sears or Kmart or Target or something. And an inspector went into the factory and saw children sewing the garments. So all you know what broke loose, and we had a PR nightmare on our hands, and a whole bunch of us scrambled to try to put it out, which created a real storm. And the company, among others that were similar to us, immediately created a code of conduct and started our social responsibility program back in the mid-90s. So what is a code of conduct? It's a written set of standards that contains the highest level of major labor laws and to protect workers' rights. And most codes contain the following: protections against child labor, forced labor, indentured or prison labor. They're intended to protect workers' freedoms to associate, to practice their faith, and to not be discriminated against for any reason. Also important is that they be paid a legal wage. Many times factories don't pay legal wages, minimum wages, or force them to work overtime without additional pay or work horrible hours. So we're trying to protect workers' rights in that area. And last but not least, to make sure that they have a safe and healthy working environment. Because some of the conditions in some factories around the world are deplorable and very, very unsafe. So why do we have codes of conduct in place, and why should we have codes of conduct in place? First of all, I think we have a moral obligation to protect workers' rights, those people that work day and night to make our products in our industry and other industries. Secondly, to protect our own companies from legal liability and against PR, bad PR. And last but not least, of course, to protect our clients and our end buyers' brands and making sure that their reputations are intact by having safe and sound working policies in our factories. So what can distributors and suppliers in our industry do to help to improve social compliance? First of all, basically, establish or adopt your own code of conduct for your own company. That's first and foremost. Secondly, create policies and best practices that effectuate the spirit of your code of conduct. Communicate them and train your entire staff and your factories and suppliers in your code of conduct. And last, always audit to verify that your supplier base is following your code of conduct. So that is our socially sensitive product safety minute of the week. I hope you all have a great week. Enjoy Bacara. It is a fantastic resort. Have a great time.
Thanks, Leighton.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, now we're going to take our calls at 215-953-4979. Today's topic is, what strategies should I be implementing now to boost my sales for 2004? Give us a call if we put you on the air.
I believe you mean 2014. We're not going back to 2004. You said 2004.
That was a good year, though.
Maybe there were some good strategies.
Your sales in 2004 were probably pretty good as well.
Joe Haley.
Yes.
What will we give you if we put you on the air today?
We're going to give you that fabulous price pack that includes a $25 Visa gift card. It includes the hand fans. It includes the finger puppets. And we're also going to throw in some ASI Radio Show drinkware.
All right.
It's a pretty good deal.
Fantastic.
Well, we don't have any.
On line three, we have Nadine. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning. Sounds like you guys are all having a fun morning there.
Is that what you call it?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
So what's up?
Well, my question is about social media. Basically, I'm almost embarrassed to say how little I do to market myself and my company to my current clients and even to prospects, too. So
don't
I was wondering.
Embarrassed. It's okay.
Okay, good. Can you guys give me some goals that I could do to put in place for next year for social media?
No, forget goals. Just jump right in.
Okay.
Seriously, it is. I mean, when it comes to social media, you have to embrace it to the point that it becomes part of your almost daily, if not weekly, routine. The whole point is that you want to make it so that it's a constant connection with potential customers and current customers. You can only do that if it's really part of almost your everyday. So if you can't do it, then I would suggest maybe trying to get an intern, a college age intern that could take it over for you and could just jump into Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and try to start making connections.
Andy, how much does all that cost?
See, it costs nothing, Joe.
That's the best part about it.
There are some aspects of it that can cost. LinkedIn has an upgraded type thing, but you don't have to have that now. Jump in and it's free.
Right. And just cost you the time. Time investment.
Right, and that is significant. Mm-hmm. That can be significant, which is why I said, maybe you go with an intern that you can have part-time. But the point is that, to have stated goals when it comes to social media, you're not necessarily, if you say, I want to try to get one customer a week from social media, or I want to have 100 new connections through social media, that's not the way it really works. It needs to be embraced all the time, and it needs to be part of your marketing efforts, regular routine, essentially, and then it'll be successful.
Right. It's not the field of dreams. You just can't build it, and everyone's going to come out running. You actually have to, invest in it and be active with it.
Michelle, I know we have some Facebook comments on this topic.
We do. Jennifer Valansky Moyer says, focus on ways to service your current clients better. It can spur bigger spending and referrals. We have a comment from Margaret Joyner that I think is great. She says, every year she keeps a calendar of events that her customers do, and she researches other events that she feels would help them promote their business. Then she contacts them every November, December to kind of set up an appointment for the first of the year, the beginning of the year in January, to go over what's coming up for the year based on what happened the previous year. She keeps all
That's
her notes
smart.
Of events and all the research that she did for the products so that they can compare and contrast, what worked the previous year, what they want to do this year.
Yeah, that just
I think
makes
that's
sense.
Great. And then we have David Garthwaite, who says, there are only three ways to increase sales. Get more clients, get clients to buy more in each order to up the sale, or to get clients to buy more often. And he said he learned this at ASI Long Beach at an education seminar.
All right.
Okay, great.
One of the things about the calendars, too, when you say that this person keeps, a list of the events and has, goes through the calendar, a great self-promotion piece for a distributor would be a calendar of events. Send it to your clients. It gives them an opportunity to see the variety of days that they might be able to run a promotion on that tie into their business, weeks, special events and stuff outside of what the company has as their own special events.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Holiday and stuff like that. I don't see why more people aren't doing that. So.
It's funny you say that. Judy Brown says, I'd love to hear about innovative self-promos to help boost my 2014 sales. She says very few of her local competitors use self-promotions, and she does because she believes in the value of the products. And she says that her goal for 2014 is to come up with a series of self-promo campaigns to send to her clients and prospects throughout the year. And I think that that's a great thing to do, to plan for 2014. They always work.
That's a good
goal. You always get
for
some
everybody.
Bump mm-hmm. in either recognition or sales or mm-hmm. just people inquiring about what you do. And I think that the calendar is a great idea to send.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Nadine, hopefully that gives you lots
well
of great
done,
ideas.
Joe.
And thanks for calling. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line two, we have Serena.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, Serena. Serena, where are you from?
Oh, actually from Doylestown. Have you
heard? Oh, that's yeah. so maybe you, right you've got some flurries today, too.
Yes, we did.
All right. What's your question?
Well, I just heard your ideas, and what I'd like to do is allocate more resources to prospect for new clients in 2014. So I was hoping for some tips from you experts, and I like what you just said about the self-promos. So anything else?
Andy?
We're looking at me, huh?
Yeah.
I think you could do it in a multi-pronged way. I think you could do social media. I think you could do self-promotion campaigns. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she's going to carve out a certain amount of money or time, she said resources, Serena, mm-hmm. you indicated, yeah. You could do it in a couple different ways. I don't think I would just latch onto one way.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't either. If you're looking for new customers, then maybe you're looking to target new markets as well that you might not have participated in before. So that might mean gaining some education or expertise if you're trying to go after the healthcare market or the education sector or the financial market. Then that's a place that you could allocate some resources into trying to target specifically clients in those sectors. That's one way that I know distributors have had success in recent years. Sorry, go ahead.
It's even something so simple as going around to your local businesses and introducing yourself with, as Joe likes to offer up, an apothecary jar or some donuts or logoed coffee mugs. You know, bring them something to make them cozier in the winter and introduce yourself.
You know, you're close to a number of different convention centers too, so I would look at their calendar of events, see what's coming up that might be a niche that you might want to start to target, and find out about attending the show, exhibiting at the show, you know, networking events at that show. It gives you an opportunity to talk to people about what you do and show them what you do, so that might help.
I one more suggestion. I think that a good way that you could – Joe's staring at me and the pressure's on. A good way that you could find more clients in your local market is utilizing Google AdWords. If you haven't done any advertising yet on Google, it can be very effective for distributors because they act locally, and most searches on Google are for local businesses. So you can use some AdWords in your local market, and that could probably be very effective. So I would look into that as well.
Okay, great.
And it's not very expensive.
All right, good luck, Serena. Thanks for calling, and stay on the line for your ASI Radio Prize Pack. On line four, we have our friend Stanley from California. Hi, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We noticed you're not signed up yet for the Counselor Best Place to Work conference, so please do that after we get off the phone.
I will do that right now. Hold on. Everybody, get on that thing. Get on. Sign up for the Best Place to Work. Do it now.
He's got a little dog.
He's talking to his dog, yeah.
Yeah, his dog's running around.
Like, well, his dog is very talented. So.
Yes. We're signing up. We're signing up for this thing called the Internet, and we're putting our catalogs on DVD. Oh, I thought you wanted the thing from 2004.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. So, you know, the idea that, you know, again, like, you know, concentrating on the 20% of our clients that do 80% of our business, what do you think about the idea of, you know, well, I've always been intrigued by the multi-line reps who rep just a certain amount of lines, and they do all their business on those certain amount of lines. And I started thinking a little while ago that maybe the person who gets back to the client the fastest, their quote may not be the bottom nickel, there's always a way to cut money out. But what do you think about the idea of really honing in on a smaller list of vendors and really pushing them more and getting the most resources out of those vendors to our client list rather than always trying to search the entire – I know this goes against everything, and it's like the, quote, the Jerry Maguire thing, you know, less vendors, more service. But what do you think about that? Or
I agree with that. I love that idea.
Yeah, a lot of distributors do have a preferred vendors list.
But like a small – I've said that before on the show, to find, you know, maybe three suppliers in each product category who really specialize in those areas. And why not? You build up business with them, and, mm-hmm. you know, they'll go over and above for you.
Yep.
All right, that's my comment. Thanks. Thanks for calling, Stanley. Have a great day and stay on the line for your ASI prize pack.
And see you in Santa Barbara.
We will see you there. We're going to pause now for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, we're going to talk more about the Great Best Place to Work conference, and Kathy is going to give us some secrets to get sales emails opened.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Hi.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We talked about next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, is the Best Places to Work conference. We talked about it in Santa Barbara, but Andy and Michelle and I are each going to say which session, since we're leading a bunch of sessions and have some great speakers, we're most excited about. Andy, give us a little preview.
Well, I'll be doing a few sessions. The one that I think will be there will be, I would say every session will be interesting. The one that we're leading off with is we have our partner from Quantum Workplace. They do best place to work surveys in about 50 different cities, including ours in this industry, but they tend to do them in local business markets. And we have the head of that company talking about the traits of great workplaces, and he has about 10. And I think that the idea is that he'll uncover some of the characteristics that then the rest of the sessions throughout the day will kind of show. So I have another session with a supplier firm, Ciena, that out in Las Vegas, and they're at the top of our best places to work list for the past bunch of years. If not number one, then one or two. And they kind of thrive on what they call a family atmosphere. And it's really only about, I think it's about 12 employees, but the key is that they spend a lot of time together, not just at work, but also outside of work. And they really consider their whole small company a family. And it really comes out and you see it when you speak to the people there. So, those kind of two together, I think, will be interesting for me.
You know, and I think it's important to remember, we spend a lot of time talking about these creative and cool and innovative things that these companies do that you all go to visit when you're on your Best Places to Work tour. But that really translates, though, to greater success in sales and profits.
Yeah. Absolutely. And speaking of sales, one of the people that I'm going to be talking to on stage is Michael Bostocki from Clegg. And he's got lots of really great ways he revs up his sales team. One thing that I think is kind of surprising that doesn't happen is he has twice daily meetings with his salespeople. And these aren't meetings where, you just go around the room and say things. They're super motivational, and everyone has to come with a case study, something that worked for them that day and something that didn't, even if it's a small thing, like, they lost a client or they won a client back, and here's what I said to them and here's what happened. Just really quick things. They do things like stretching and things during this meeting and just get all, just all re-energized. So he's going to be talking about all kinds of things like that, which I can't wait to hear.
I think that the key to that session and to many of the sessions that I think we'll be hearing from next week is communication. These companies are extremely communicative to their employees and employees to the management. And that's really a lot of the keys to their kind of workplace success. And that will come out in a lot of the sessions we have.
You know what I want to find out? So I'm interviewing Larry Cohen about his he's based in downtown New York, right? Mm-hmm. He's in Midtown?
Yeah.
So his session with me is going to be how to compete against ad agencies, how to work with them and compete against them. And, he's right in New York, right downtown. But his staff is like 98% female, which I find
it
fascinating.
Is, yeah.
And I want to know why. So I'm going to be asking him about that.
Because he likes the ladies, I guess.
And, we visited Access last year, Joe and Andy and I, and they treated us to all kinds of fun. We had a Bloody Mary party first thing in the morning.
They had
dogs
in the morning,
running around the office. It's very creative, very fun.
You know, I asked him. He said he wishes he could find men who have the same character traits that the women he has on staff.
And really? I wanna
know, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, check us out. Hopefully you can meet us at the Best Place to Work conference on the 21st. Kathy, everyone wants to get their emails opened, and you have some secrets on how to do that.
Yeah. Some tips. Okay. First of all, you got to make the subject line simple. Busy people get a lot of emails, and they actually decide which ones they're going to open based on a quick scan of the list of subjects. On that note, too, make the subject line short. You don't want your subject to be cut off midway, so that they can't see exactly what your email's about. So a wrong way would be the subject webinar. Registered now to learn how ... gets cut off. They don't know exactly what it's about.
It gets cut off purposefully, or
no? It's not.
No, because
big
the subject line's too long, so you don't see the whole subject.
You can type it all in there, but when you
right. Okay, avoid words that recipients hate. You don't want to be caught in the spam filter. And most people know that words such as free and Cialis get put in the spam folder.
Free and sex.
Right away. Yep. But actually, there are about 100 of these words that get put in the spam filter. And we'll have the comprehensive list on our website at asicentral.com/radio. And finally, localize but don't personalize. Talk about the region if you're having a conference in St. Louis, say, but don't say, John, are you ready for the new year? That's the wrong way to go. Yeah, instead say something like, reach decision makers in St. Louis. So there you go. You know, we'll have all the rest of the tips up
there. One of the things that I hate in the emails that marketers do is when they put the RE. Mm-hmm. And then I call them out on it sometimes, and someone says, well, that's what the email's regards to. I said, well, that's what your subject box is for.
It's a trick to make it
look like someone is replying to you, because you see the RA. It's like, RA's
but we're too smart for that, right,
I
Joe?
Know. And forward. This is another one. There's an organization that sends me emails, and they forward stuff, and that's it.
I just gave Joe the wrap-up sign, because we only have time left in the show for the editors to show their favorite products, and we've got some really interesting looking products this week. In fact, we're going to start with Michelle, because she's got borderline softcore porn, I think.
No. Okay, who here knows Devin Piscatelli from Akron Rules?
I do. Owner? He was on the counselor hot list 1 year.
He's so sweet. He's just such a nice, nice guy, and he's got a great staff that work with him at Akron. And what he did was he kind of got all the male employees together. Who knows what is it Movember? Is
that Movember.
Yeah. Movember. Yeah.
Movember. And it's Movember. In support of men's health issues. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they did a calendar called the Men of Akron, and they each dressed
so
up
funny. It's
as
really great.
Different characters with mustaches, because I think that's part of this movement.
That's hilarious.
That, you know, you wear a mustache or you grow a mustache in November, and then, you know, try to raise money. Right. So each month, for example, in January, Devin is Magnum PI, which is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Tony Sabo, who's his multi-line rep, if I'm sure many listeners know him because he's quite the character in the industry, is Don Mattingly 1 month. But my favorite is this month is November, and we have Devin as the famous Burt Reynolds centerfold spread from Cosmopolitan in the
that's
70s.
That's hilarious.
I remember my mom had that, too.
Are you sure that's not Playgirl? Because he posed in Playgirls.
No, no. It was Cosmopolitan, famously on a bearskin rug, and there is Devin Piscatelli doing the pose. So if anybody wants this calendar, it goes to a great charity. It goes to the Movember causes for men's health. And you can reach them at Akron, which is ASI 30270. And I included Devin's email address on our website.
All right. Joe Haley, you're wearing one glove.
I have one glove. I don't have the other glove on.
All right there, MJ.
All right. Now, sure. You know when you wear gloves, look at this. Vinny, come in on this. I can't move my pictures on it. You can't use your touchscreen devices. But some of these fingers, the middle finger, the forefinger, and the thumb, actually have conductive thread in there, so I can actually operate my touchscreen device. So I can...
If you're waiting for the bus.
I'm waiting for the bus. I can send an email on my iPhone or my smartphone or my tablet. So these are great for a variety of different promotions, and you can do them in the wintertime. And you can find them at Sanmar, ASI 84863, and find them online at www.sanmar.com.
All right. Andy Cohn, what do you have?
Did you just call me Dandy Andy?
Dandy Andy.
All right. Mine is a collapsible water bottle, which goes from 16-ounce to 28-ounce. Check it out. It's actually pretty cool. Would be great for kids or any kind of fitness or wellness promo that companies are doing. It's available from Primeline, which is ASI 79530, and you can see a photo on our website right now at asicentral.com/radio.
All right, Kathy.
Bring up the rear.
Okay, mine's a little bit pricier than your average promotional product, but I think it would make a very nice incentive gift, and it's from Starline, ASI89320. It's called the Waterfall Wine Chiller, and it bathes your wine in an ice-cold waterfall and chills the bottle in 15 minutes or less.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yep, and you can watch a short video on how it works at their website.
I like
that. All right, well, check out all those products at asicentral.com/radio. We're out of time. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Check us out next week, same time, same place, when you'll hear Kathy and Joe and any friends they bring along. Have a great week, everyone.